a black metal Steve interview.
Hello, Brian.
How are you? Is that Steve?
Yep. It's a huge honor to interview you, by the way. Just so
Thank
you know.
Thank you. Great. Yeah.
So let's...
Ready? Are you recording it? I'm ready when you are?
Yep, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. So this is Stephen Smith of Metal is Forever. We interview the mighty Brian of Diamond Head. Yeah, I know we got a good one today.
Yeah. Hi there. How you doing?
Fantastic. Believe me, like we're huge Diamond Head fans, and this is like a teenage Steve's dream to interview you.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
No, you got a new album out, Coffin Train. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it came out May 24th, and people seem to be enjoying it, which is always a good sign if it gets good reviews, because, you know, you put a lot of time and work into it, and you hope people will like it, and it's a big relief when they do.
Oh, believe me, this is your 8th studio album, if I'm not correct.
That's correct as well, yes, 8.
So how does the formula, like, you guys been around for such a long time, how does the formula been working for you for all these years, especially for being one of the most influential underdog bands of the new wave British heavy metal movement?
Well, you know, it just, we just do what we can, you know. I always say I still write the same way as I've always done, which is, I start with a guitar riff and then we build the songs, and it kind of evolves from there, really. Everything sort of hinges on a riff. It's very old school. I took the lead from bands like Black Sabbath and Zeppelin and Purple and those, you know, all the classic 70s bands that influenced me. And a lot of those bands seem to have, you know, classic great guitar riffs with a high top vocal. And I just wanted to do more of the same. And I've kind of, you know, once I fell in love with that kind of music, it stayed with me. And I'm still a huge fan of rock today. And I just enjoy playing the guitar, playing in a band, writing songs. It's all, nothing's changed that much in 40 years.
And talking about influences, you guys are one of the most influential metal bands of the era in the late 70s and early 80s. In fact, a lot of bands owe their credit to you for helping them finding their way. So it's bands like Metallica, even Megadeth, credits you guys as like one of the main influences of picking up the guitar. How you feel about that?
Yeah, well, it's great, isn't it? It's nice to be influential. I think it's lent the band a lot of credibility. And we've gained so many fans over the years through people getting into us via Metallica, you know, that buy an album or something that had a Diamond Head song on there, a cover song, and they would figure out, oh, so this is not a Metallica original, that, like, for example, Am I Evil? And then they would maybe find where the original came from and see what that band was all about. And in some cases, you know, they come and then see the band and buy the records. And I've had a lot of people come up to me at gigs and say, you know, I got into you through Metallica. But Diamond Head never toured the US in the 80s and 90s when we should have done, when we were, you know, a young upcoming band. We just didn't have the management and the agent and the label and everything around us to get it together, really. So unfortunately we stopped and it all, you know, it all kind of drifted apart, but in the meantime Metallica started covering Diamond Head and they went out there and, you know, conquered the world and kind of helped spread the name of Diamond Head around, even though there was a time when we were inactive you know, Metallica kept name checking us in hundreds and hundreds of magazines as an influence, and it's helped keep us going. And so these days, you know, a lot of people know about the band, and it means that we can still tour and make records and have some fun while doing it.
And like you said, like you guys are like one of the underdogs of the new wave British heavy metal, like with such bands like Angel Witch. And I think with a lot of fans, that must resonate with them. For just being an underground band, that you got that fighting attitude that you keep on pushing forward to do your best. And that probably why, in your opinion, you think is one of the reasons why so many new fans keep on discovering Diamond Head, that your underdog spirit just keeps the music alive.
Yeah, it could be. I hadn't thought of it like that. I always just presumed that, if you can put something under people's noses, they will eventually go, I like that, or I quite like this. And certain bands are very good at doing that, but we never had the sales to justify, people spending money on advertisements or big tours and things like that. So we just kind of cracked on as best we could, and it's a bit more do-it-yourself our way. I suppose Angel Witch the same. Angel Witch only signed to EMI and made one record and then kind of disappeared. And with Diamond Head, we signed to MCA and we made two albums for MCA and then we were dropped. And so we didn't have the opportunities of a band like, say, Iron Maiden or Def Leppard, who seemed to get in with a really good label, get really good management, but also, more importantly, stuck together and continued to make album after album and tour after tour and worked the fans and worked the audience and built the following. So, not that many bands make it to the top from the new wave of British heavy metal scene when there was hundreds of bands in the late 70s, early 80s. There's only a few made it to the top, and most bands disappeared. It's the strike rate is very small, shall we say.
I can definitely see that. Like you said, like only a few bands were able to break out from like the underground and really reach mainstream success. But it seems like though, like people just love the underdog. I mean, Diamond Head is like no one cannot say that Diamond Head has not influenced some of the biggest bands today. And you guys definitely command the stage when you guys do play live, and you show them why you guys should have been one of the top dogs back in the day. And still is one of the top dogs, in my opinion.
Well, thank you for saying that. We just do what we do. It's all going very well at the moment. We seem to be on an upward trajectory because we've done our second album in the space of 3 years. We're on a new label called Silver Lining, which is great. We've got professional management now, which is something we never had in the past, and we just seem to be cruising at the moment. We're going in the right direction. We have some huge festivals coming up. We've got some dates supporting Saxon, and we've just announced dates supporting Black Star Riders in Europe. So it's all going well. It's looking good.
It does. In fact, you guys are going to be, if I'm not wrong about this, you guys are going to be playing a Wacken Open Air this year too.
That's right. I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's August the 3rd. And, I mean, that is the biggest metal festival in the world. We did it once before in 2003, and it was great. But this is a much stronger lineup, and we've got, the new album out. And we've played Germany a few more times in the past 10 years. We've done Rock Hard and Bang Your Head and all kinds of fantastic festivals in Germany. Plus, we did a bunch of dates opening for Saxon. So I feel our following has improved in Germany. And now is the time for something like Wacken. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
I think it's definitely overdue for you guys to be playing at Wacken, because you guys, when I actually went to Wacken a couple of years ago, and there was tons of Diamond Head patches and shorts all across the horizon. I'm like, oh man, only if Diamond Head was here. And look, my wish came true.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. We're playing Hellfest on Friday, which is in France, and that's a huge metal festival. And again, Diamond has never played that before. We've been trying to get on it for years, but we finally got our foot in the door, and we're on Friday, so looking forward to that.
And as you can see, like it seems like with the new like more professional management now at hand, it seems like you guys are definitely getting the band like the shows that you need to get going to draw more fans
Yes.
in. And you gain like and you
Yes,
get
for sure.
and your music videos that's on, you know, YouTube right now are just constantly getting more likes and more views, like Belly of the Beast, Death by Design, the self-titled track. They
Yes.
get over 30,000 views. So it's
Yeah.
definitely working, it seems like, in
It's
your
definitely
guys.
working, yeah. Yeah, we wanted to do some videos for this one, this new one. We wanted to try and get them out before the album came out as a kind of previews. And yeah, that plan's worked. We've got another video to come that we've already done, and it's fantastic. It's for the track The Sleeper, but it's not been released yet, so that I'm really looking forward to seeing what people think of the next one. So we'll have done four videos for this album, which is we've never done before, and I think it's a good idea. I think it pays off in the long run.
Yeah, talking about that actually, like with the modern like technology we have from like YouTube and Spotify and all those streaming apps,
Absolutely.
do you feel like that has been helping you guys like get more attention than in the past with the
I
new
think,
technology?
well, I think so, but it also helps that we've got two guys in the band now, Raz and Dean, who are very good on social media. So, you know, they're younger and they're a bit more switched on to all that. So it's not a problem to them. But years ago, I didn't know what to do with social media and got a clue, and so I just kind of ignored it or left it alone. And I think you miss out. I think it's important for bands to use every platform that's out there, because as you know, the competition is outrageous. There's just a million bands all trying to get, you know, attention, get sales, and get gigs and concerts, and so you know, the higher up the ladder you can get in the pecking order, the better it's going to be. So it's a bit cutthroat. It's a bit dog eat dog with the internet, I feel. But you need people who know how to work it and keep some pressure. You know, we, as I say, for years we hardly ever bothered. We just had we had a website back in 1999, but it wouldn't get updated very often. So people, you know, wouldn't pass through it. They would, because it would just be the same info. Whereas now it seems to be almost like a daily update, and people get excited and get on board. It's definitely working.
See, it's great to see that old school bands like you guys are constantly finding new ways to work with the technology at hand, because it shows that, like you said, it is a dog eat dog world, and it really makes it easier for fans to stay in contact and keep updating about what's going on with the band. And I think that's why everyone's like always on the Facebook or YouTube. Oh, this is going on with Diamond Head. They just love to get those updates.
Yeah, I think we've got to do it. We'd be foolish to miss out on the opportunity. It's potentially reaching millions of people across the world, so it's daft not to. You just need people who are good at it and have got some enthusiasm for it, and can continue to keep coming up with content, really. Well, we do our best. We do much, much better than we've ever done. You know, in the past, things have improved in the past couple of years, and it's all going great at the moment.
It does, and the generation of fans stretches from the people that have been there in the beginning to support you guys to even like their kids, grandkids, you name it. They are
Yeah.
getting ready to see Diamond Head, and you know, like a lot of people are excited for the Vok and Open Nail concert because for a lot of them, it'll be the first time for them to see you guys, and they're just gonna love it. I'm sure that they're gonna
Yeah.
eat you up and just constantly demand more Diamond Head.
Well, that's a nice image. I like the idea of that. Let's hope it goes over well. And of course it would lead to bigger and better things. I think that the more vibe that's out there for the band, the more goodwill and the good press and word of mouth, it's all going to help. But yeah, we have got fans who've been with us since, 1980 and stuff. There's one guy who's been to see us like 250 times. This guy called Mike Lace from Liverpool, and he is a constant almost at our gigs. And we know him really, really well. And he just can't get enough of the band. He just loves it. So you just need to make more people like that, I guess. So you can go from a guy like that to maybe a young chap who's never seen the band before, and maybe just heard of us or just seen Belly of the Beast on the YouTube or something, and thought, oh, I'll go and see these. It's right across the board.
And you're right. It seems like Love Young, like people are seeing it on YouTube, so they get more attracted to the bands because they see like the band more in public places and online. And it's been working out for a lot of the bands from the New Wave British Heavy Metal movement. It seems like it's been working for bands like Raven and even especially Saxon too, and it's definitely working for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's probably a few bands maybe watching what we're doing that think, oh, Diamond Head are doing well. I've got a new album out. They're doing this, they're doing that. And maybe, thinking, we should get the band back together. There's lots of great bands from that period, and they could. This year is the 40th anniversary of the New Wave of British Heavy Metal back in 1979. So I would imagine there's a lot of bands either definitely doing it or considering getting back together, doing some festivals, maybe doing a new album, things like that. Because I don't see why not. I think it's good fun. It's great to be in a band. I enjoy immensely, and I think if you've the structures are out there now. There's so many metal festivals and things across Europe. You can fly to do a festival, use hired back line, and it's all doable. You don't have to cart back line around with you necessarily, and you keep it simple. We don't have a big crew or anything like that, so. We make it work. We're prepared to do the work and reap the rewards.
And it looks like everything's coming great for you guys. It looks like the time for Diamond Head is now.
Yes, our time is now. There's a track on the last album called "Our Time Is Now." So maybe that's a prophetic title.
You know what? I can't wait. Believe me, I'm sure that from everyone I heard of and seen online, you guys are gonna do amazing on the festival tour. I know France is gonna love you guys because France is one of the most humble places for heavy metal, and Germany's definitely gonna love you guys once again.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's gonna be good. I'm really looking forward to it.
And thank you, and thank you so much once again for the interview. But it's been such a huge honor to interview one of the most influential guitar players in my opinion, in history.
Thank you. We hope to come out to the US in probably early next year, maybe January, February. We're working on getting over, get some dates together. So 2020, we'll be back over to the US.
Oh, please do. I'd be one of the first people to be at the door to get my ticket.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Thank you.
No worries. You need anything else?
No, I think that's it. We got everything. I can do all the editing, and I got it.
Okay. That's great, Steve. Thanks. Pleasure to talk to you.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you have a fun time on the tours.
Thank you. Yeah, hope so too.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
A black metal.